Hey there, and welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Hope in God, was written by Kimya Loader. As the holiday season approached, package shipments were delayed due to an unprecedented influx of online orders. I can remember a time when my family preferred to simply go to the store and purchase items because we knew we had very little control over the speed of mail delivery. However, when my mother signed up for an account that included expedited shipping, this expectation changed. Now, with a two-day guaranteed delivery, we're accustomed to receiving things quickly, and we become frustrated by delays. We live in a world accustomed to instant gratification, and waiting can be difficult. But in the spiritual realm, patience is still rewarded. When the Book of Lamentations was written, the Israelites were mourning the destruction of Jerusalem by the Babylonian army, and they faced a series of challenges. However, in the midst of chaos, the writer boldly affirmed that because he was confident that God would meet his needs, he would wait on him. God knows we're inclined to become anxious when answers to our prayers are delayed. Scripture encourages us by reminding us to wait on God. We don't have to be consumed or worried because His compassions never fail. Instead, with God's help, we can be still and wait patiently for Him. May we wait on God, trusting in His love and faithfulness, even as we wrestle with longings and unanswered prayers. Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Lamentations chapter 3, verses 22 through 26. Because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for His compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. I say to myself, the Lord is my portion, therefore I will wait for Him. The Lord is good to those whose hope is in Him, to the one who seeks Him. It is good to wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, sometimes it can be difficult to wait on You. Please give us the strength to continue hoping in You. Thank You, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thanks for listening today. My name is Toni Collier, and today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.